Attorney General Marty Jackley says Rodney Burgett has exhausted his direct appeals with the South Dakota Supreme Court.
So at this stage, the law allows for the setting of an execution date, which is what the state has requested. The state is looking at a May date, which would allow proper preparations for the Department of Corrections.
Jackley says Burgett still has habeas appeals open to him at the state and federal level. In that type of appeal, an inmate claims he or she is imprisoned unconstitutionally for specific reasons that can include ineffective legal counsel or errors at trial. Burgett didn't have a trial to determine guilt, but Jackley says the sentencing hearing was significant. He says first the state had to prove it had legal standing to request the death penalty, and then the judge heard aggravating and mitigating testimony. Jackley says those processes have been upheld by the state Supreme Court. Burgett's case is proceeding at a faster pace than that of earlier death penalty convictions. Jackley says the South Dakota legislature, at his request, did away with some of the frivolous appeal processes to allow one significant habeas proceeding at the state level.
And really, Congress has done the same thing at the federal level. There have been different amendments to the Habeas Act proceedings that really limit the federal habeas to one proceeding, as well as other safeguards to ensure that due process is satisfied, but that there isn't too lengthy a time for a victim's family to wait for justice.
Jackley says it's the state's position that further legal issues can be addressed by the May date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.